For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. BetOnline remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head on over to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Y'all know who it is. It's your main man, Ken Clark, back with another interview. We got a special guest in the building today. They say he gonna ball. I think he go by the name of Kobe Paul. Kobe Paul, hey, what's man. Up, brother?
What's up with it?
Hey, welcome to Tiger Talk, man. Hey, it's been a long time coming, man. Been a long overdue, man. And, you know, the fans have been requesting it. D-Core C, the boss said, hey, man, we got to get him on. And we wanted to get you on, man. So welcome to the show, man.
I couldn't wait, man. I've been watching y'all for a minute too. Another time gonna come, Vincent.
Yeah, man. I know. Appreciate the shout out during the rap battles, man. You know that bar heard from around the world.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, they like that.
I remember you saying, "I don't want to hear another Tiger Talk." I was like,
"Another Tiger Talk."
So real quick, man, before we even get started, man, like I said, we happy to have you on. I'm happy to sit down with you. Where the rap battles at, man? Everybody want to know, man. They be loving that. You know, where we at? I know we mid-season, and you know, Coach TC, don't slap my wrist for this, because I know Coach be focused, man. He be locked in. So, but
that's kind of been the energy, though, like just locked in the season. So we usually do the rap battles, fall camp or like spring, like when the focus not all the way locked in 100%, you know. So like during the season, maybe I'm like a bye week or something like that, but yeah, for the most part, kind of like just like dead time to rap about.
That's understandable. But you know what, I'll say this, shout out to, you know, our previous coach Prime, who allowed you guys to have that personality. That was when the rap battles first got kind of introduced, and it was pretty cool. You know, Coach TC takes over and he kind of allows that to continue on. And it's been fun. I know when the season starts, you guys got to get locked in and get focused on, you know, the mission at hand. New coach, new staff, new teammates, new system, new offense, all that good stuff, man. And that's primary. We got a lot we want to get into. But before we even get into that, let's back all the way up, man. Let's get into some Kobe Paul and try to talk about high school days, because we know that you came you got to Jackson State when?
I got to Jackson State 2021.
2021.
I graduated 2021, came in that summer. So okay. I started off with high school. So
yeah.
My senior year, I was with Coach Prime and Trinity Christian. So like it was like third game of the season. I ended up breaking my collarbone.
Wow.
So I had to get surgery. To where I missed majority of the season my senior year. So long story short, I went through the healing process from surgery. I came back the last game of season championship, had me a couple catches, kind of like a comeback kid type story. I came back the last game. And then towards the end of the game, I kind of like Coach Prime and Coach Ray, they talked to my people about giving me an opportunity to go to Jackson State with them as a walk-on. And at the time, you know, I was hurt my senior season. I couldn't produce. So, like, I didn't really have too many options to where, like, I was full on about. So like that was kind of like a blessing in disguise, yeah. You know, showing my like my resiliency and coming back, getting like staying locked in, even though I was hurt, attending all the practices, still going, showing that I still got love for the game. So he gave me that opportunity, and I was thinking about it. I wasn't sure yet, but at the same time, I did want to still play for Coach Prime, cause like that's where I've been my whole life. So like I was easily adapted to like his coaching style. So yeah, I made that decision, talked to my people, God, all that, and then came in the summer. And I kind of knew it was going to be like a developmental year for me.
Okay.
I wasn't shying away from taking the back seat, learning from the older guys, stuff like that. So I took that freshman year, my red shirt year, then sophomore year. Am I moving too fast? Did I miss something?
No, you move at the pace you want to move at. I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
Freshman year, I was kind of like just getting used to the culture of college, you know, making that transition. But then my sophomore year, I was like, in my head, I'm ready to play. I just need to put on more weight, put on more muscle. So that spring came up, my sophomore year. Well, my freshman year, going into my sophomore year, spring. So I was, at spring football, I was a 2 on the depth chart. So I'm like, moving up, elevating. So then, during spring practice, I broke my same collarbone again. A lot of people don't even know that.
Wow, that's news to me. I didn't know that. That's
I broke the same collarbone again, like cut like 2 weeks before the spring game. So I had to get surgery again. And then they was telling me it was going to be to where I come back in the summer, knowing that I needed that spring to, you know, give myself like a foundation to college.
Gotcha.
So like that was going to be my foundation. So like I had to sit that out. And my mindset during that surgery was kind of like, I've been here before. Like I know what to expect with pain. I know like over the time of my recovery, I knew I was going to be locked in because all I got down here is football. It's cool, yeah. But like I ain't got all the stuff outside home and stuff like that. So my mindset through this surgery was way better than the first one.
Okay.
So I'm already in college and I know I got to get back to get what I want. So I went through that easy and I recovered, came back in the summer. And I kind of like was behind because everybody else been healthy. They've been studying the playbook, all that. So my sophomore year didn't go as planned. So like I just through that time, my whole sophomore year, I wouldn't say it was hard, but like it was just like a test of it was just a test of faith and like see if I really wanted. Yeah. So like I keep that same strong mindset of like it's gonna come eventually. Like, watching other people shine, I'm like, I know behind my head, my time's coming. So then, sophomore year in, Coach Prime leave, Coach TC come in. So I don't even know if I can say all this, but
man, you know what to say, what not to say. We kind of already know, but just in your own perspective, because right now what you're sharing is the Kobe Paul experience, your vantage. You know what I mean? And if hey man, it is what it is. They know what they get with Tiger Talk. But keep going. I'm enjoying this.
I had conversations with Coach Prom and Coach TC, and then I had to talk with my family afterwards. So like, after I talked with my people, like they kind of put me in my mindset of like, I gotta look out for me, and like, I can't leave somewhere if I didn't leave my mark. You know, I can't do it. I can't just up and go. So like I had to talk with Prom and that went good. Like it was a respectful thing to where like he respected my decision. And I had to talk with TC and I told him, this is my exact words. I said, I see myself scoring touchdowns in a bit. And like after I told him that, it was like a click. It was like a switch to like tell him like I'm locked in on Jackson. Like I'm here, you know, make my mark, you know. I love Jackson. I love her school, football, all that. So yeah,
Jackson is a lovable place, man. My hometown. You know, you at DI Love. I mean, the fans love you, man. You a fan favorite. I think if we polled Jackson State's, you know, fan base, and they actually, you know, of this team, because I think, you know, being exposed to Coach Prime's way of marketing the team and showing a lot. Had a lot of cameras in the way, and we could see a lot of things. People tend to be able to gravitate towards the personalities of the player. So a little bit more scale back under Coach TC, which is fine. I know you still, you know, you got your IG, you got your YouTube and all that stuff, which kind of slowed down once the season starts. Yeah. But people tend to gravitate towards the personalities that they like, you know, and I would think you got yourself a home here, man. And it's from our vantage point, I got to say this, it's good to hear you say it from your side of it, because a lot we don't know. We know a good little bit, but we don't know everything, right?
Yeah.
But it's always good, because what I see is a young man that came in as a walk-on and now have literally just grinded it out and worked his way into a starter now, man, which is just impressive, man. And that's why it's so good to sit down with you now and let you tell your story. But keep going. If you got anything else on that, hey, we rolling.
Okay.
I got other questions, but I'm just saying, I wanted to make sure you got everything, got the tank on that before we moved on.
I go all the way up to this point. So after we had that conversation, we go through spring. Yeah, that was actually after spring. No, that was before spring. So we go through spring.
Yeah.
So like my mindset in that spring was like, it's either do or die, or you got to stamp yourself. So I'm like, I got to bring all that dog out of me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I ain't just here to just ride the wave. You know, I'm trying to play, make plays, all that. So I did that. I feel like I did that. So yeah. I made plays throughout all the spring. Then the spring game, you know, everybody's seeing that. But even throughout the practices, it was the same expectation. I had the same mindset every day. Like, nobody can mess with me. So, like, that's my mindset. So spring go through. Then fall camp come up. And it was kind of like, I don't want to say it was, but my mindset was like, a reset to where I had to prove myself again.
Okay.
So like, I don't wanna go too deep, but like, I just had to prove myself to keep going up to where I wanted to be. I wasn't quite where I wanted to be.
Right.
So like, season going through, and I'm still got that same humble, but hungry mindset. So like, I mean, I knew it was gonna work out in my favor in the end, as it is kind of somewhat now, even though I'm not to where I wanna be now, but I just see elevation. Like, I see progress that I'm making. So like, I'm cool with that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the progression is pronounced in your story, man. It's pretty amazing to even just kind of to look at it, man. I don't have them in front of me, but it was something I was looking at here just a little while ago before we got ready to sit down. And, you know, we always talking Jackson State football, man. That's all we talk, JSU sports, whether we live, whether it doesn't matter. You know, we going to talk about what it is, right? But look at your stats for this season. I mean, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, to start where you were, limited reps at the beginning of the season, and then you to just continue to elevate. I love the word elevation. You know, now you're at 16 receptions, 209 yards, no tugs yet. That means all corn, they coming.
It's coming.
Touchdown. I'm saying it now on Tiger Talks. Kobe Paul, no touchdown against all corn.
for sure.
Maybe get two of them. Yeah, hey, listen.
Hey, that was talk around the locker room, too.
I got to say this. Man, the play you made against Texas Southern, I think we all just kind of let out a unified groan, like, we wanted you to score, man. Yeah. When you took it up the sideline, man, we wanted you to get in the end zone. But I was like, that would have been the only thing that would have made that a little sweeter, you know. Seven got a tug off of it, but it's okay. I think Seven scored off that one.
Or either, no, that was Kobe scored that one in.
Oh yeah, Jacoby. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I knew one of them scored in the end over there, but no, man, impressive, man, to see you continue to grind it out, to continue to work your butt off, man, to get to where you are. And we covered a whole lot, but still got a ton of questions I do want to get to. One of the questions that the group wanted to know was, man, they wanted to get into your name. You know, and obviously you got the name with the same spelling as the Mamba, you know, and Black Mamba. So the question was, were you named after Kobe?
Yeah, so crazy story. My pops named me that, and it was after Kobe. It was like he was in the living room, and they didn't quite know my name yet. He was watching the Lakers play.
Wow.
He ended up scoring like a game winning point. And then like at that moment, he was like, Kobe, that's gonna be his name. And like my whole family, it's crazy. My whole family KP. Everybody got a K name, so it like kind of lined up perfect.
Wow, were you a fan of Kobe Bryant?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Is he the GOAT?
Oh yeah, he's definitely my number one.
Oh, I knew you was gonna go there. You know,
I'll argue down all day. Kobe number one.
I ain't gonna get it. We'll say that for this week. No, but my one and two is LeBron and MJ, obviously. And this is the thing, and I ain't even gonna go down that road. They both my two favorite players of all time. MJ is why I started playing basketball. LeBron, my favorite player. Now, I won't have that debate no more. Give me one of whichever order you want to make it. I'm good with that. But anyway, here's another question they have for you. You mentioned Coach TC, and it's no particular order. We just shooting from the hip. Coach TC, you had a conversation. Very quiet, very reserved, very business-like, right? Tell us something that people don't know about TC that maybe you guys have been able to extract from being around him that you can from your own vantage point.
I don't know what other people think of TC. I don't know like what they know and what they don't.
Well, no, just something you probably think that most people that people would not know if they just kind of observing from a outside looking in standpoint. Because I think the public perception of Coach TC, very, very reserved, chooses his words carefully.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I say he still feel like he want to play. I feel like he got a little, I don't know, like pregame when we go through our pregame like speech and like he come in and talk to us and we listen to our like every game song, like he be turning up like he want to play. So like,
he want to put them pads on still.
Yeah. When they see that little owl picture, it'd be like we be turning that moment to where like he want to work.
Oh man, you gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. I say this, man. Coach CC, man, he's in good shape, man. Still in good shape. He probably can go out there, and at least he might feel like it. You know, once you get over the age of 40, man, things tend to, your mind be more sharp than the body, unless you just do it every day. So you know, again, we talked about your emergence though. For you, what was it that you would feel that clicked for you that really made you kind of get in this groove that you're in? Because you from what we can see, it looks like you're in a really good groove in the system, running good routes. I think very reliable. When you look at the catches that you've caught this year, been for big first downs, you know, big critical moments. And I always say, look, if you can get it to him, he ain't gonna drop it. That's what we say when we're on the sideline looking, and it's like, boom, get it to number 19 for the first down. You know, but what is that thing you would say that has clicked? You in your moment now, and now you kind of seize this moment. What would you think have been the main reason outside of just preparing and waiting for your time?
Well, ever since high school, my receiver coach, he used to call me Mr. Reliable. So I always had that reliable sense of play. And it's just now, I feel like now what's changed is like I'm starting to become more of a like a playmaker. Like, so I'm mixing that reliable type of receiver to where like I can become like an explosive type of receiver. And I always had that like, that, you know, that swag about myself to where like I'm a, you know.
You that guy? Hey man, if you ain't an athlete feeling like you that dude, then I don't want to play with you.
Come on now.
Just saying, man. You ain't got to apologize for that. I play, you know, that's what that dog mentality is like. It's like, look, it should be crazy competition. We got a really good wide receiver room, man, and we've always been that way. So I know the competition has been crazy. We've been privy to sitting in some practices, I know, during fall camp and even in the spring, and the competition has been crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand that, you know, totally understand it. So you go through the season, right? We made a quarterback change. We start off with JB, the quarterback. Now Jacobian is starting, has been starting for the last three games, 3-0. Yeah. Talk about your chemistry with Jacobian and how that has maybe something that you can see from a different vantage point that maybe we can't see.
Well, the transition was really easy. It was like smooth. It wasn't like a lot of disconnect between us and Kobe because like he was already a vocal guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he got that swag too, so it was like easy. Like he matching our energy and we just match his. Yeah. So like he'd come to us, be like, Kobe, Kobe, I need that energy, you know? Cause you know, like when I make a play, it's like a different type of energy. So like it was kind of like a matching energy type of thing. It wasn't like get on my level. It was kind of, we was already up.
Oh, good deal, man. I'll say this. One thing in relation to continue on the thought about the wide receiver room, and maybe this is a credit to the wide receiver coach, Coach Abraham, the downfield blocking, man, is that been something that you guys have just been like, is that like a major emphasis? Because this is probably a core of wide receivers, I would think, that have, I don't want to get in trouble saying this, but I would just say collectively we've done a really good job this season downfield blocking. It has been really, really good. I only thing I do hate, though, I hate the call that was made to negate Seven McGee's touchdown.
DJ. You know,
it was on DJ. And I went back and watched the film, man, and I tell you what happened. The dude kind of slung DJ. He kind of lost his balance, so he kind of he stayed up. And then when he gathered himself, he was still in front of the dude. So it was it was ticky-tack, man. Couldn't let that go, but, you know, Swagger, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, that was Swagger of car right there.
Gotta let that go, man. That was good. That was good blocking. But talk about that, though. You've made several critical blocks while you were in the game that have led to points or key first downs. Is that a point of emphasis for you guys as a group?
Yeah, that's definitely a point of emphasis, starting with Coach Harris, and it's kind of like trickled down to Coach Abraham. It's where like if we're not turning and blocking in practice, it's kind of like a stress point when watching film. So like in the game, it's kind of like it's like the game slowed down a little bit to practice because like we're not going back and forth to the same line of scrimmage. So like when we see a receiver catch the ball or running back, it's kind of like we can make the drive shorter if we turn and block and create a supposed play. But yeah, that is the point of emphasis in film and practice, stuff like that.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like, you know, the expectation at Jackson State is to win? We back-to-back SWAC champions. We obviously we're not going to make it to the SWAC championship this year because the East is just either lose the fam or, you know, beat fam, or that's kind of how. How do you guys feel about how the season has gone? It's been a lot of adversity, man. So much adversity that the average fan don't even have a clue. That's why when we go out on the social media and we say, man, TC should be coach of the year in the SWAT for the stuff he had to deal with. But from your vantage point, talk about just the – I know the season, we still got one more game, 7-3 with a chance to finish 8-3. What does that say from an overall standpoint of how this season has gone from your viewpoint?
Man, we're definitely not satisfied with the season, but I feel like it's only adding fuel to the fire for next year to where, like, we can't lose the fam. We got to go undefeated in the sweat. So, like, it's only, like, a learning curve for us. Like, it ain't going to be just given to us coming in thinking, since we two-time defending SWAC champ, it ain't going to be given because we just State. We got to really, like, we got to dominate the sweat. We got to come in, week out, with the mindset of we 0-0. So, I feel like it's kind of like a shock to some of us to where, like, it ain't just going to be easy all the time.
I got it. I mean, we came into this season as the hunted. I think fam, if they completed and they win it, which I think they're the favorite to win it, actually the favorite to win it all. They got a really good team. But that brings me to my next point, you know, not to look over the game on Saturday versus Alcorn, because that is, man, that's our Super Bowl at this point. And Alcorn has a chance to still get to the scratch. I would love to. I've been very vocal about this. I want to end their season on Saturday. So I know y'all feel the same way. And that game is going to be packed. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be electric. But not to look over that. Let's talk about, you know, your expectations for 2024, the next season, what the expectations are like, you know, coming into you finish out this season, hopefully 8-3 gives you great momentum to go into a recruiting phase to try to get some more players to replace some of the players that'll be exiting the room. And then you have a Coach TC that now have laid the foundation for the program and now going into 2024, what that looked like in your mind?
Well, definitely to dominate the SWAC. Like, you know, go undefeated in the SWAC, make it to the SWAC Championship again, Celebration Bowl. I feel like the same goal is the same goal. It's just like that mindset got to switch to where we got to dominate instead of just being okay with being okay with losing one or losing two. I don't really like losing, so we got to get that mindset throughout the whole room.
I agree with that. And you've been there. You've been there since 21. Even though you've dealt with your own individual adversity, you still was a part of two championship teams. And a lot of times people only see what is on the field during game day. But, man, there's a lot that goes into preparation. Yeah. You know, right. So you're on practice squad, whether you're on, you know, you're splitting reps. I mean, it doesn't matter, man. All of that is applicable to the overall, you know what I'm saying, goal. Sure. That is to win a SWAC championship and potentially go on to win a Celebration Bowl. But when it comes to you, though, what are some individual things that you want to improve upon going into your next season?
To me, I don't really like doing that because I don't want to, like,
okay,
I don't want to, like, put a limit to myself, you know? That's I'd rather, correct. Like, understate and overachieve type of guy.
You know, that's actually, you know, my first job, that was our motto.
Oh, yeah?
Under promise, over deliver.
Yeah, that's what I kind of like. I like to go by that.
Enterprise rental car alumnus. But yeah, man, I respect that, man. But yeah. Whatever you want to, you know, speak to that, that's fine.
Yeah, but of course I want to score touchdowns. I want to, you know, keep that same drive, but like elevate my drive and just. Another thing, be a leader. I'm going to step up as a leader next year, for sure. And receive one of the right
as well. Be good.
Yeah. Be a leader throughout the team, vocal leader, more of a vocal leader. And, you know, just get that Celebration Bowl and SWAC Championship again. Get that ring. Get another ring.
There it is, man. I'm glad you said that because I just felt like I wanted to ask something about leadership, but you kind of mentioned that. And the only reason why I say that is because usually the best leaders are those that have been able to take the adversity, turn it into success. And then you have such a wide scope of what the most recent success we've had at Jackson State. So you may get some new teammates come in the room, don't really understand the energy that needs to go into that. So I'm asking you, this is a personal request. Make sure folks in that room understand how important it is to win that game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to let them
know. No, I'm just teasing, man. But I know you guys going to be prepared. I know we got Coach Bradley. We got Coach Quinn, who both was, I think, at Alcorn last season. So that game going to be personal for them as well. Then, you know, Coach DC, we lost homecoming. Three games you don't lose at Jack State. You don't lose homecoming. You don't lose Southern. You don't lose Alcorn. And we beat Southern. Still ain't got over the homecoming loss, and we got a chance to go in Alcorn season. I think that'll be a nice, sweet redemption for us to really finish the season with good momentum, though.
So,
yeah. But before we get out of here, man, you know, I think everybody kind of know you on social media. I did want to touch on something because we I think you might have caused a little stir up.
Yeah.
Trip on your bye week, man, and talk about that, man. But this is why I want to bring that up, because I'm careful about that. I'm real big on guarding the yard and making sure that, you know, the players are, you know, have good energy and the fans are supporting to a great standpoint. You took a picture. You had a chance to go out to Colorado, right? Mm-hmm. And then you kind of saw the reaction of some of the folks. You know, what was your initial thoughts about that, and how you feel about that?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a secret that, like, I've been with them, like, pretty much my whole life playing football. Yeah. And that's like that's a relationship that'll last a lifetime. And, like, then my boys, and, like, we had two bye weeks this year. So the first bye week, they were kind of, like, mad that I didn't coach because they played USC, and it's kind of like a big game.
Yeah,
they were kind of mad I ain't come there down there and see them. So like this by weekend, it ended up being their last home game. So like, and that's a, I mean, I look at it, you can look at it in two windows, me going to see my homeboys play and old coaches. Or you can look at it, I'm going to visit a place I've never been before. I ain't never been in Colorado.
Hey, so like, neither have I. You went and did something I ain't never done. So yeah, hey,
that's just another experience I added to my list of life. So like,
there you go.
I seen where people was coming from. It's a bad coincidence. Like the little, you know. But I was just going down there to see my old teammates, old coaches, and you know, go watch a football game.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing more, nothing less.
I think for good reason. I understand it, man. We loved the time that we had the past two seasons, and a lot has happened since then. And some people feel how they feel, and I leave it at that. But the thing I would like to take from that whole moment is that, you know, and Zoe had a really good point of that when we did our Friday Night Live show, just kind of talking about how you don't want to, you know, put it in a microscope and have the thought process of your own individual perspective, but understanding that relationships, man, matter. Relationship capital, man, is one of those things that is great. It's greater than money. And a lot of times you get in rooms that you can't pay to get into because you got great relationships. So, you know, most understood, you know, what it was. And, you know, but hey, man, stay positive, man. You handled yourself very well. And, you know, for the, all Jack State fans ain't on social media. They ain't on Twitter like that. But you know, at the same time, we do have some. And I tell everybody, you feel how you feel, and you have that right. But I did want to get your vantage point and hear from you. And hopefully, you know, they ain't rough you up too bad. You know, Jack State.
After I seen that post, I had to go back in and reassure the whole fan base. I had to tweet Deion Little. I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, I saw that and I was just like, you know, for me, I try not to get into any of that stuff, man. But I did want it to, you know, we don't run from nothing, man. It's Tiger Talk, man. And we wanted to give you the opportunity to come on and speak your piece about that. But not just that. That was just what recently happened. The main thing was the biggest story of Kobe Paul, man. And I just, you know, I would just say, man, we're proud of you. We're excited for what's to come for, you know, with you. Continue to elevate, continue to, you know, continue to put that work in, man, because the work, it does not go unnoticed, and the works and the results are there, man. So hope you have a big game, you know, big upcoming game. As we get ready to close this thing out, do you have anything you want to leave Tiger Nation? You can drop your social if they don't already follow you, and then we'll get out of here, man.
Man, Tiger Nation, I got nothing but love for you, and I like the love. I love the love. Shout out to my family, though, God, all that. But, yeah, social_KobePaul, or just look up Kobe Paul. It'll pop up somewhere. That's it, though.
Hey, and there it is, man. They say that boy gonna ball, man. He came on in, did his thing, man. Kobe Paul, man, appreciate you for joining Tiger Talk. Man, it's been a pleasure. I'll see you soon this week, man. And best of luck against Alcorn, man. Let's go get it. Do y'all love? Great. Go Tigers, baby.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.